start off, Louise, political news of the day. What's the latest on the, I suppose, the running issue, number one regarding Sinn Féin? It's the political, the Public Accounts Committee, the chair of that, Sinn Féin, have nominated somebody, but there are some obstacles in the way.
That's right. So obviously Sinn Féin are seeking to replace Brian Stanley as chair of the Public Accounts Committee. That committee is meeting for the first time tomorrow morning since this whole controversy has emerged. Of course, we saw Brian Stanley resign from Sinn Féin on Saturday. He suggested he was put through an inquiry that was akin to, his words, a kangaroo court. Sinn Féin have come out, they've defended the inquiry. They have said allegations and counter-allegations that came up as part of that have now been referred to the Gardaí. And on Monday, we reported, as did others, that they were going to revoke his chairmanship of the Public Accounts Committee. So today, Sinn Féin announced that they were going to put Mairead Farrell into that role. She's someone who's actually quite new to the Public Accounts Committee. I think she's only sitting on it within the last week or two. So quite an interesting appointment from Sinn Féin.
She's previously the public expenditure spokesperson, which may or may not be the reason.
Yeah,
she's
perhaps. And like, well, qualified, and the Sinn Féin sent out a statement earlier with all her qualifications, and she's very ably qualified. But I guess the kind of the crux of the argument is the question of whether she's actually going to get in the chair, because the government parties, Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael in particular, and the Labour Party, quite interestingly, very against any Sinn Féin chairperson being put into that role, while they say there's still questions outstanding about Brian Stanley, about his resignation, about the circumstances surrounding it, and also how Sinn Féin handled it. So that will go to the business committee tomorrow, that nomination for Mairead Farrell. It has to be voted upon next week in the Dáil. I can't see it getting through, but what Sinn Féin has said is they're going to keep proposing Mairead until such a time that she is the chair. But with a general election on the horizon, the real question is, will she ever be chair at all?
Right. Pat Daly nominating Mairead Farrell. Is there anything, I suppose, written down that you can point to, that is this custom and practice just that the largest opposition party gets to nominate the chair of the PAC, or is there some piece of documentary evidence that you can point to and say, we're basing it on this, why isn't this being abided by?
Yeah, well, I can't say that I have anything on me to point to, but these chairpersonships were all sorted out four years ago now, I suppose. Mairead is more than capable of holding her own. As was said, she was the public expenditure spokesperson for the party for 2 or 3 years. She worked in the private sector for, I think it was for a foreign company in Galway. She is dealing with higher education, and she'd be more than capable of doing it. I think for the other parties to, I mean, we've seen some, what I would call, not very classy behaviour from some people in government and maybe in the opposition over the last week or so. And I think that to single her out and take a decision that she shouldn't get the place that the party have held for the last 4 years would be crossing a line.
All right. Would it be fair to say that you accept that there are still outstanding questions over the matter of Brian Stanley, which you don't feel yourself in a position to be able to clear up, but you wish he would, and you don't want that to affect Mairead Farrell's nomination to the chair of the Public Accounts Committee?
Well,
is that correct?
I think that it shouldn't affect our chairmanship. I believe that the main issue that's outstanding, or if further clarification is to be granted, would be for Brian to come in and either be questioned or respond to questions rather than issuing statements through his solicitor. He can get his side of the story across then. And if needs be, people who want to ask him questions can ask him questions.
Okay. Duncan Smith, Pat Daly there says he doesn't think the questions that surround the handling of Brian Stanley's departure from Sinn Féin and his own statements on the matter should affect Mairead Farrell. You think it should?
Yeah, and it's not to personalise it against Deputy Farrell. Our position was before, we stayed our position before Sinn Féin announced that it would be Mairead Farrell that they're putting forward. It's just been an extraordinary week and a half in relation to Sinn Féin and the Brian Stanley case in particular. And the chairpersonship of PAC, it is the most important committee role in the Oireachtas. It's the most important committee in the Oireachtas. And, you know, you need to have... you know, the confidence, I think, of the rest of the opposition as much as everything else in order to hold that. And Sinn Féin don't have that confidence at the moment. And there's just too many unanswered questions. I think Pa mentioned, you know, some people in opposition and government not acting in a classy way. I found Deputy Mary Lou McDonald's contribution yesterday in the Dáil extraordinary. Not so much for the questions that it raised, but the tone and the defensiveness and again, this party first approach. So look, I think there's eminently qualified people on PAC. Alan Kelly of our own party, Catherine Murphy, who's the vice chair, who could take the reins to see this out.
All right. Malcolm Byrne, Brian Stanley's no longer a member of Sinn Féin. Sinn Féin want to nominate somebody. Is it establishing a dangerous precedent then that if somebody finds themselves outside a party, that the whole party is affected by it?
No, and I think Paz is wrong to say that this is about Mairead Farrell. It's nothing to do with Mairead Farrell, who is eminently qualified to chair the position. It's about the question of confidence of members of the Oireachtas and the public in Sinn Féin's ability to manage such an important committee. And I would agree with Duncan. I think Catherine Murphy, as vice chair of the committee, could step into the role on an interim basis. I think there are a lot of questions around the process by which all this has come to light. All we've been hearing, you know, over the last week and a half has been about how Sinn Féin have put party first. You know, questions still remain around a number of the scandals that they find themselves involved in. I think what is critical to all of this is, you know, there are victims as well when we talk about the Michael McMonagall case, and all of those need to be considered, and they don't seem to have been to the front in terms of Sinn Féin's consideration. We saw, and you know, this comes back to, you know, the Brian Stanley case. Brian Stanley, even, you know, with the allegations and everything that were there, Sinn Féin were happy to allow Brian Stanley to remain on as chair of PAC. It's only when he resigned. Then we saw Lynn Boylan, MEP, out straight away saying, you know, that Brian Stanley should reveal the full detail of everything that had happened, even though there were others in Sinn Féin saying, oh, they don't know the full story as to what has happened. Yet a prominent MEP did know about this. And I'd look at it in terms of, as well, a similar situation with Neil O'Donnell in the Shannon, who was leader of the Sinn Féin group within the Shannon. There was an internal Sinn Féin investigation, and yet he was allowed to remain on as leader of the Shannon.
If I could just come back in relation to some of that. We have chairs of many other committees, Sean Crowe, Maurice Quinlivan, and at all times, I have never heard anybody saying that their chairmanship has been anything other than professional. This is quite simply the opposition and the government deciding that they want to score a few extra political points, having dragged this out.
Do you not think the public are entitled to know for the last weekend?
And the more the questions were, I thought Mary Lou actually did quite well in the Dáil yesterday in being as clear as she possibly could. And the opposition for their own, but for their own reasons, and obviously the
questions,
government.
Pat?
Well, there's Christians in your mind.
Okay, but, all right. We are going to move on. We're going to come back to this tomorrow because the Public Accounts Committee sits tomorrow. We are going to move on and have a look at the gambling legislation that has been going through the House. It's gone through the House tonight. And we're just going to ask listeners at this point, because it's about gambling regulation and problem gambling, for any insights into their experiences on problem gambling and any questions about what this bill addresses. If you want to send it into us on our WhatsApp number 0870 323232, text us on 51551 or email us on latedebate@rte.ie. Back in a minute.